This is LabCast, insights and ideas for the expansion stage senior manager, hosted by OpenView Labs.
Hi, everyone. This is Cece Bazar from OpenView Labs. Absolutely thrilled today to be joined by Jill Conrath. Jill is the best-selling author of Snap Selling and Selling to Big Companies, and most recently put out a brand new book, Agile Selling. In it, she's showing how salespeople can succeed in a constantly changing sales world. Jill, thanks so much for being here today.
Hey, Cece, thanks for having me.
We are we're so excited to have you here with us and talking to this audience of salespeople. Things are constantly changing in the world of sales. Can you tell us a little bit about your first two books briefly and how Agile Selling came to be?
Sure. My first book was Selling to Big Companies, and I actually wrote it because I personally was experiencing a problem setting up meetings with decision makers. Suddenly, no one answered the phone, all calls rolled to voicemail, and nobody called me back, and my emails went unanswered. So I actually went on a one-year binge of experimentation, trying to find a systematic way to get in the door. And that's what Selling to Big Companies is about, how to get your foot in the door of bigger companies. But a few years after that, what happened is I ran into another problem. And in this particular case, the problem that I was running into was the fact that I was working with prospective customers and they would be interested and suddenly they would disappear into a black hole.
We've never seen that happen before.
You've never seen that happen. Yeah. So at first I thought it was me, you know, it was personal.
Absolutely.
You know, like, how come they're not getting back to me? And I actually thought maybe I'd screwed up or, you know, offended them in some way. And finally, I realized that it wasn't me, it was them, and that they were crazy busy. And so I went, oh my God, the world has changed again, and now customers are disappearing. Even if they were interested, they're gone. Mm-hmm. And so at that point, I began studying how to effectively work with crazy busy people.
Got it.
And that's what Snap Selling is about. And my newest book is Agile Selling, and it's about the next challenge that came into, you know, that I ran into. Because I actually like to write books about real challenges that people are facing.
Absolutely. So, you know, this book is really about getting salespeople into the world of selling as it stands right now and today. And I think it kind of takes you back to the basics. And the first thing that I'd love to dig into today is this idea of rapid learning and how it's applicable to salespeople.
Yes, it's really, really applicable to salespeople. And it's a topic that's really not talked about in the sales profession. But remember how I said I like to talk about real problems? After Snap came out, everybody came up to me and they said, oh my God, Jill, this book has really helped me deal with frazzled customers. But I'm frazzled too.
Right.
How can you help me? And at first I was stymied, and then I realized over time, I kept hearing this question, I realized over time that it actually wasn't just a time management issue. I mean, certainly that was part of it. It was deeper. There was something more going on, and it was because everybody was struggling to deal with so much change. You know, whether you take a new position in a company, whether you're new to sales, your company goes after a new market segment, the economy goes up, the economy goes down. You know, you're coming out with new products and services. I mean, all these changes are happening every single day, and our buyers are changing at the same time. Their expectations have fundamentally shifted. So everybody now has to learn more in a faster amount of time. You have less time. And as a salesperson or even as an entrepreneur, what you're struggling with is trying to drive revenue, get sales, close deals at the same time. You have to absorb all this new information or to learn new skills. So that's the real challenge we're facing now, how to get better at doing that than anything else.
Yeah, I think that's such a good point. I think that sales professionals have so much to contend with every day when they walk into the office. And it's so easy to get drawn to that bright, shiny object.
Yes.
And to not focus in on what really matters. And I think that when you look at a new market or you look at a new product, it seems like it's so much to learn and so much to absorb that we almost shy away from it.
Exactly.
So how do we do that quickly?
Anything new, sets our heads spinning. I mean, you know, Absolutely. It's like, oh my God, I don't understand this, like, you know, this new thing that we're going after, the changes in the market, you know, it sends you into overwhelm. And overwhelm is like the least effective place to be as a salesperson, because you're not moving forward. You're actually getting all this stuff spinning in your head. And it literally is spinning, because your brain is only a single dimensional organ. It cannot process two things concurrently. So if you're trying to, you know, do your job and do your work and learn something new, and you're trying to figure it all out, or all this stuff is swirling around, your brain is bogging down. It's like it's trying to pull something that's way too heavy to pull. It's jumping back and forth between these different things and growing increasingly inefficient. So what really is needed, and what a lot of people don't realize, is that there are skills about learning. And these skills are what are called meta skills. They're bigger than any specific skill. They're bigger than a skill on how to do an effective presentation. They're bigger than, you know, a skill on making a cold call or a phone call. They're bigger than any of that, because they are skills that if you learn them once, you can port them to anything that you're doing, whether it's learning Chinese or you know, how to close a deal. But they are meta skills. And so we need to dig into them and focus on becoming better at learning and more rapid at learning, because then we will learn everything faster and we'll be more productive in our job and get more things done.
I love it. So Jill, let's break it down. How do we as salespeople and how do we as entrepreneurs become rapid learners?
Yeah, that's a good question. I'll just give you some overview of some skills that I think are essential to becoming a rapid learner. And these are backed up by neuroscience, meaning there's a lot of research that supports this based on how the brain actually operates. But the first thing that everybody needs to do if they've got this swirl going on in their head is they need to get it out of their head. We need to stop trying to remember everything in our head and get it out of our head onto some paper or a digital format or whatever we use to free our brain up for the stuff that we need to learn right now. So I always suggest to people that they take, you know, anytime a thought comes into their mind, that they note it on a notepad or that post-it note or whatever they use, and they keep it there. If they have a question, that they write the question down so they can not have to keep thinking about it or trying to remember it. So dumping is the first strategy. Stop trying to remember it all. Dump it out of your head onto another format where you can look up what you need to remember or the different aspects. So dumping is crucial because it frees up your processing power, enables you to learn a whole lot faster.
Absolutely. I love that idea. We here at OpenView, we use Scrum methodology in order to organize our weeks and make sure that every day we're accomplishing everything that we need to get done. And a lot of the process around that is getting everything done on paper and getting everything organized the week before. So when you walk in, you know exactly what it is that you need to do. And there's no thinking about, okay, it's Tuesday at 9, where do I need to be now?
I love it. It makes a huge difference, and a lot of people don't do that. They think that they are being smarter if they, you know, can keep it all in their head, but it's actually really, really impacting people's productivity. And even things, I mean, just for example, if you're learning something new about technology, like how to do GoToMeeting, you know, or how to do a WebEx thing, I mean, why try to remember it all? Isn't it nice to create a checklist?
Absolutely.
You know, 1, 2, 3. Oh, you don't have to have that in your head when you contact a customer. You can just go through the steps that are written down there and then focus on the customer when you're having a conversation.
I love it.
So that's another example of dumping, is to do it like that. But there are other skills too that people don't realize, like chunking.
Okay. Let's talk about that.
And chunking is about breaking things down into units. I mean, our brain has a filing system, whether we know it or not, it does, and it stores things in different files mentally for us to access. It might store things alphabetically. It might store things by a particular story and what happened in the story. It might store things by, this is product information that I need to know. But the reality of it is we will increase our retention if we literally create these mental files chunk at a time and focus on that, learn it, and then move to the next logical one in the sequence.
I think this is great. And I think that, you know, Jill, what do you think about managers who are training sales teams, taking all of this into consideration when they go into a training, because that's a lot of information to absorb day one when you walk into an office.
Oh my goodness. The sheer amount of overwhelm that good, well-intentioned managers create is they should be shot. Okay. And they don't do it purposely. They're really trying to be helpful. Like, here's everything that you need to know about this. And literally they're slowing the learning down. So, I mean, a lot of people have said to me that have read Agile Selling, have said, my God, this is an onboarding Bible, because it tells you what they need to learn first versus everything that they need to learn. And so that there are some pieces of information that are need to know now, and there are pieces of information that are nice to know now, or, you know, nice to know someday. And the key for anybody who's trying to onboard a salesperson is to roll it out over time and to build skills and knowledge so that they have a foundation to be added to, as opposed to trying to dump it all. Here's everything you learn right now.
I think that's great. And I think that is something that people forget all the time, is learning as it relates to training and onboarding a sales rep is an ongoing process, and it doesn't stop day one. It doesn't stop week one. It needs to be something that happens over time. And I think that the research you've done for Agile Selling and this information on chunking and dumping is so important for managers to take into consideration when building out those programs.
Yes, and sequencing too, because we need to know the need to know now information versus later. That's another crucial part, is sequencing. And most people don't do that. Everything is important now. We want you to learn all this.
Well, Jill, I think this is so great. And I love Agile Selling. I love the idea of going back to the basics and figuring out, okay, where can I start today to advance my career and to make sure that I am on top of everything without overwhelming my brain. So thank you so much for joining us today. And everyone out there, make sure to check out Agile Selling by Jill Conrath.